guess that's pretty hard on the kid too. Were your mother and father both born in Panama City?
My mother was born in Georgia, Baxley, I believe. My father was born in Halesburg, Alabama, or Columbia, right there, somewhere on in there.
And what about your parents? You remember how much education they had?
Well, now, my mother finished, I believe, the 11th grade in high school, and then went on to business college. And I think my father, really never got out of elementary school. That was all. He was really a self-made man. He taught himself, you know. He had a very successful grocery business here in Panama City.
Were you ever enlisted to work in a grocery store?
It was my job to dust the shelves. And I worked in the checkout counter, you know, and weighed up produce. And yes, every summer when we weren't in school, we were required to work over there at some time or another during the day.
Your mother have any kind of occupation too?
She helped my father in the grocery store.
You mentioned your mother's folks in Fort Walton Beach. What about your father's people?
All around in Alabama.
And you said your husband from Alabama too?
Right.
That's good. How old is he?
He's 51.
He also Methodist?
Well, he's a converted Methodist. He was Baptist. I changed him.
I did.
I didn't do such a good job. But anyway.
My wife is I was Baptist, my wife. Episcopalian, so there's a big difference there.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you meet your husband?
On a blind date.
Mm-hmm.
A mutual friend. Well, the girl that was getting married was marrying a fellow that went to Auburn, where my husband went, and they knew each other, and he had come down, my husband had come here to work with Commercial Credit Corporation. And so we met through the wedding, you know, and it was kind of, my twin sister had a date with one of the ushers, and she said, wouldn't you like to go out with us and have you a date with so-and-so? And I said, well, you know, I don't like blind dates, but anyway, I went, and we've been married 25 years this past February.
In August, I was
going to
marry 5 years.
Well, honey, you got a long way to go.
I should have known your husband would have been an awful graduate. He's
Yeah.
I must be the only person in Central Alabama he didn't go to.
To Auburn.
Let's see. Do you remember anything much about him? Were his folks always from Alabama?
Yeah, his grandmother, until the time she died, had never gone any further than 20 miles away from Eclectic, where her home was, except the times that she came down here, you know.
Yeah, I know Eclectic well, many times. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've delivered soft drinks. Dr. Pepper by the company. They have a warehouse there in Eclectic. That was one of my runs, was to drop the drinks off at the warehouse. Okay. You mentioned the wedding and the way you met your husband. What's the usual term around here for the person who stands up with the groom?
Best man.
Yeah. What about for the the person who stands up with the
bride?
Yeah.
Well, I guess if she's not married, you call her a maid of honor, and if she is married, she's the matron of honor.
You mentioned that you lived there in the hotel when you grew up. What did you have? Just simply an apartment there?
We had two bedrooms with adjoining baths.